Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Through 25 seasons,
hey!
4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show. The podcast.
Way back in 1993, one of our earliest shows about sex was called When Your Love Life is Deader Than a Doornail. And based on the emails we've been getting from so many of you, I'm thinking things could still use some improvement in that area for a whole lot of people. So we decided to send our resident expert, Dr. Laura Berman, straight to the spot where it all goes down, or not.
Or not.
Yeah. Kinda, inside bedrooms across America. And before we get into it, now is a good time to send your young children out of the room so they won't be asking you, Mommy, what is a vagina? This is Shayna and Dan. And when we first saw them, we thought there is no way that this, you know, cute young couple is not having great sex. But Shayna says it's gotten so bad, she doesn't even want to kiss her husband. So we sent Dr. Berman into the trenches.
My name is Shayna. I'm 32 years old. I'm married to Dan, and we've been married for 8 years.
Hi. Shayna.
Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to meet you.
Hi.
And Dan.
Oh,
can I come in?
Warm
it's
up.
So cold. Thanks for having me.
We already had 3 kids between the two of us, so it was a mixed family right away.
Can we show you around?
Absolutely. Okay. This is nice. A little man. Is this your man cave?
This is my man cave.
Yeah.
There was a lot of chemistry when we first got together. We couldn't keep our hands off each other.
When we first started dating, the sex was more on a regular basis. It progressively got worse, I'd say, after we did get married.
Well, next is our bedroom. Okay, this is where it all happens.
This is where the magic doesn't happen.
What is the kind of decline that you've noticed, Dan?
I'd say, you know, in the beginning, we'd probably have sex, you know, a few times a week.
Okay.
And then that week turned into 2 weeks, and 2 weeks turned into probably 2-3 times a month.
I feel sad that our relationship has come to this. One of our huge issues is I do not like kissing. I don't like him kissing on the mouth or anywhere else. It makes me feel repulsed. It makes me feel disgusted, and it makes my skin crawl.
It makes me wonder sometimes if it is me, if she's just not into me, or, you know, if she's not turned on by me anymore, or, you know, if I'm lacking somewhere.
If I just told you to go kiss somewhere, you wouldn't want to do that.
I want to.
Right.
I don't understand why I don't want to.
Foreplay consists of Shayna having her vibrator and me sitting there pretty much waiting until she's ready to have sex.
You don't have any foreplay.
What
about manual stimulation, massage? Is that okay for you?
That's okay for me. I like massaging.
Massage, yeah, that's funny because that's what she uses for her barter system. If I give her a massage, she'll have sex.
And what else do you barter for sex?
Just everyday things that I don't like to do. Making the kids sandwiches for their lunch, filling up my gas tank.
And how long have you been doing that?
A few years, probably at least 3 years. It's like if I have to do a chore, then you have to do a chore.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So, hearing your wife say that she's kind of repulsed by even kissing, what does that feel like?
Well, that's the first time I heard that, mm-hmm. But doesn't make you feel good. It makes you feel there's something, you know, I don't know if it's my looks.
So, it obviously didn't start out this way, because when you were dating, in the dating stages, did you like kissing, or were you just a person, one of the rare humans who doesn't like kissing?
I liked kissing.
You used to like kissing.
I used to like kissing. I used to love kissing him. I remembered that person that I used to be and that couple that we used to be, and I really didn't understand what had happened over the years.
Isn't that unusual, because from what I've learned over the years, and also from my own self, I know, I like kissing,
and
I think a lot of women like kissing, and women sometimes often don't want to go to kissing because they think it's going to lead to the other thing.
And they can't, and the only time they get kissed is when he wants to have sex or when it's part of foreplay. And it is typically, you'd think a kiss is easy to do, and for, as you say, Oprah, for many women, it really is a big part of their libido and their sensual and sexual energy. But in Shayna's case, there was really something else going on.
So when Dr. Berman works with couples, one of the first things she does is take a sexual history, just like a doctor would take your medical history. And it took some digging to discover what was really at the core of Shayna's problems in the bedroom. And there always is something more than what it looks like.
I grew up with just my mom and my sister, mm-hmm. and so there was no man in the house at all.
And how old were you when they got divorced?
I think I was like 2.
Did your mom have any relationships while you were growing up?
I was 14 at the time, and I remember her meeting her husband now, and it was very difficult because, I mean, I just remember them going on dates or her even just laughing with someone else, and I felt betrayed. Mm-hmm.
I could imagine anger at mm-hmm. the idea of her being intimate with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was disgusting. I didn't want to think about it. I was angry.
So what does it mean to be a mom and a sexual being? Can you be both?
I want to be both. I don't even know how I would do that. I don't know how to integrate those things.
How was your day?
How does that need to be seen as a good mom or the perfect mom by everyone else around you play out in your sex life, you think?
I'm not able to let go. I'm not able to allow myself to be a sexual person at all.
Because what would happen if they knew?
I feel like I would destroy their worlds. Like they would think that's disgusting and gross.
Or
that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be responsible for them ever feeling bad.
You're doing everything that you didn't have. Mm-hmm. And the reason you were traumatized by your mom's sudden sexuality was because you lost her. Mm-hmm. Are your kids gonna lose you?
No. Mm-mm. Never.
You know, I'm not saying that any child should see their parents having sex or know the details of their sex life, but the best family structures, the best relationships that children experience is the balance.
And so to allow your children to see you being intimate, mm-hmm. not having sex, but to see you being intimate and kissing and touching and right. loving is the way they grow up and draw that and attract that to themselves.
Right? Absolutely, because you're their model of what a loving, intimate relationship is. Mm-hmm. And what we learned is that in Shayna's case, it was a lot about control, because so much of her life, what made her feel safe in the world was this false sense of control of everything around her, including Dan.
Here's what I'm thinking for tonight. I'm thinking that you could start exploring kissing. No sex. Sorry.
Yes.
No sex for the moment. Okay? No sex.
But what if she wants to?
Mm-mm.
No.
No sex tonight.
Okay.
I wouldn't even focus on orgasm, and I would just start out focusing on kissing. Okay. I'd also love it if you would just spend some time talking. I don't want you to talk about the kids. I don't want you to talk about work. I don't want you to talk about the roof that needs to be replaced or the deck that's got to be built.
We have nothing to talk about.
Okay, so we just got home from going out to dinner.
We talked about what we appreciate of each other. Mm-hmm. Talked about our fantasy vacation.
And it was really fun. We haven't done that in a long time. We both had a really good time. We both feel really good right now. Okay, so we're about to start our homework. I started to feel my guard going back up and started to get a foreboding feeling about kissing him, what we were about to do. So I have to center myself again and get out of that routine.
For 15 minutes.
So we will let you know how it goes. So we just tried the homework assignment that did not work well at all. It was a big failure, as Dan put it.
I was frustrated because it felt like she gave up. It was only literally 2 minutes after we started.
I don't know if I should try to just fake my way until it works. I guess that's a part that I don't understand. I guess I want to get better, but I don't want to do it if it makes me feel gross. And it still makes me feel gross. So how do I get over that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you went out to dinner, had a conversation that went well. Then you're going to come home and you're going to actually kiss. Did you initiate?
What we did is went in the bedroom and just got ready for bed.
Yeah.
And laid down.
Yeah.
And I actually started by just holding her.
Yes.
You know.
I was supposed to initiate.
Yeah.
And I was ready.
That's
she
what
was
I thought.
She was supposed to have the reins.
Okay.
Right.
So he started holding you.
He was holding me, and right away I started to feel pressure because I felt out of control. I had this flood of emotion. I started to think about all the things riding on this moment, and
did you just hear what you just said? I felt out of control.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. a big one. And when I felt out of control, the way I soothe myself is I try to find things that I can control. So the only thing I can control is being a good mom, because that's the story in my mind of who I am. That makes up who I am, and that's where I feel
safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so what did you do? What did you do?
Thought about my kids, and then I felt disgusted, and I couldn't even lift my face up to his. What we figured out is that she actually enjoys kissing. What she didn't like was getting turned on, because her story was that if I have a sexual connection with my husband, if I'm turned on with him by him, then my children are gonna lose me, because that's what happened to her with her mom. And so because the way she soothes herself is to immediately go to thinking about her kids, here she is thinking about her kids and trying to kiss at the same time. And for her in particular, that ain't gonna work.
So Dr. Berman sent Shayna and Dan on a field trip. Her strategy, have Dan and Shayna confront her deepest fears in an unexpected place.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Yeah, the charcoal mask, great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice, I am so sorry, I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule, I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I've got a field trip planned that I think is going to really challenge Shayna's control issues and also help her start practicing putting a little more trust in Dan. I asked Shayna and Dan to change into something more comfortable, and we're going to go inside, and I'm going to ask them to climb the rock wall.
When I walked in and saw the rock wall and realized I was going to be climbing it, I thought I was going to faint.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be something we do together.
Huh?
And I can't do this either. I'm ruining everything.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's happening?
I'm really afraid of heights.
You're really afraid of heights, so you saw the rock wall. All right, now come here. Come look with me.
I can't.
Can you not even look down?
I can't go by the edge.
I felt the blood rush to my head, and I just wanted to lay on the ground and get as close to the ground as possible.
This is just a little exercise. We don't have to go too high.
Okay.
But I just want to push you a little bit.
Okay.
So that you can practice some trust together. Okay? Putting some of your trust in Dan.
Okay.
This is a symbol of your overall relationship, right? You're starting to shut him out and everything around you, okay? And it's okay to be scared. You're fighting it right now.
Okay.
Dan is going to literally support you. So you're going to put yourself in his hands. You're getting mad and you're getting scared. That's okay. It's okay. Let it out. Cry. It's fine. Okay, you want to keep trying? All right, good. And you're completely supported because this is connected to your husband. And he's holding you up. So you know what? If you were to let go, you would go nowhere. He's going to hold you up.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Okay? All right, so we're going to go. I'll do it with you. Want me to do it with you?
Yeah.
Step by step? All right, come on. You see that? Oh, good girl. Look, you took a step.
You're doing a good job, Shayna. I got you. Oh, it was nice that she put all her trust into me.
It's not as hard as I thought it was going.
You can do it.
You want to do one more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you wild woman.
I know.
Come on. You're going to have to push
doing
up
a good
with
job,
your foot.
Shayna. I love you, Shayna.
You're doing it on your own. I keep telling you.
I don't
want to
go any higher. I don't want to go higher.
Okay. You know what? If you were to let go right now, you wouldn't fall, I promise, because your husband's got you. He's going to hold you right in place and gently let you down.
I got
you, Shayna. You
know what's
going to happen? This is the most important part, because you know what you're going to do? You're going to let go.
I'm scared.
Lean back.
Just let yourself hang.
Your husband can hold you.
I don't like this.
Here, hold my hand. Your husband's holding you up. Shayna. You're totally supportive.
I didn't want to come down because I'm afraid of coming down.
We did it! Shayna, give your husband a hug, my friend. You did it. You're on the ground.
It actually felt really good for once to not have to be in control of everything and to have things turn out okay.
I think Shayna and Dan really took a big leap of faith with one another, her especially with him, and she realized that he will hold her and she can trust him. She can let go of a little bit of the control, and that's going to translate really well into their sex life.
I feel so good right now. Words can't express it. I feel free and not worried and just really proud of myself for something that I did, something I thought I couldn't do. And it's funny because I used to I was so afraid to look at it, but now I did it, so I can look at it. Mm-hmm. It's just a wall.
It's just a wall.
It's just a wall.
Okay, so that's what I want you to keep coming back to, mm-hmm. right? And just like a wall is just a wall now, mm-hmm. a kiss is just a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She already gave me one.
She did.
I didn't make out with him, but I kissed him because I'm like, I wanted to. I'm like, this is something we did. This is so cool.
Very interesting. What just happened?
Well, when people are stuck emotionally, we obviously try to help them through talking, but I found it could be so powerful to find a physical representation of what they're going through, and actually doing that physical
representation of what they're trying to do psychologically makes that connection for them. And so in Shayna's case, she literally let go. She let go of the control. She had to put her trust in Dan, and he didn't let her fall. And she actually let go. I mean, that is huge. I mean, of course, all their problems aren't solved, but it was like this major light bulb connection went off.
So, Nick, Shayna, and so this is my point is, all of us who are watching, you couldn't kiss, you were repulsed a couple of days before. So were you not thinking about the kiss when he just kissed you, or what? Or
when I let go, it literally felt like a spiritual awakening. Mm-hmm. I had not been able to let go for so long, and physically letting go, I was able to see what was on the other side. And it felt like freedom.
What is on the other side?
Freedom. I felt empowered. I felt like a different person, like...
From letting go of a rock wall.
From letting go
of a rock wall. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Yesterday's homework was an A+.
The homework last night went really well. There's probably a few surprises for Dr. Berman as well, but we'll get to those later.
Why are you smiling?
We did a little extra credit, too.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. So what happened?
Great day today.
We had sex this morning.
Oh, you cheated.
But I wanted to. I'm feeling happy for the first time in forever, and I really want to live in this moment.
You may find a little bit of slippage once you go back to your usual routine and your usual life, but you've gotten a flavor of it. And I knew that once you got the momentum going, you know, once you opened this up, all the pieces were in place. But I'm thrilled that it happened so quickly for you. That's great.
So the rule was they weren't supposed to have sex. Why?
Because when they had such a dysfunctional pattern of sex, it was about bartering. They were basically having sex, but not really physically or emotionally together. And when a couple has a dysfunctional way of having sex, I like to take sex out of the equation and rebuild it from the ground up so they can create a new connection. And then when they have sex again, it's a totally different experience. I was going to be happy if they kissed. So I was surprised that there was that much of a release and an opening in Shayna that she was able to really go there and cheat on her homework.
It's that spiritual transformation at the rock wall.
Yeah, it was.
So what was different about the sex this time, and why were you able to have sex when you weren't able to kiss before? What happened?
I stopped seeing things through the eyes of my children. I think I finally realized that I am allowed to be Shayna outside of mother.
You're allowed to be a wife.
I'm allowed to be a wife.
And a sexual being.
And a sexual woman. Being. And that doesn't mean that I don't love my children, and it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be there for them. And just the physical release of control, to me, felt so empowering that I was able to let go.
So was the sex different this time? Because what was shared earlier you're saying it was. Was it because we started out on the tape looking, you know, he's sitting waiting for you with a vibrator, you know, to almost bring yourself to orgasm. And then he's like, okay, I guess it's my turn.
Right.
And, okay, so how was it different?
It started with just a kiss. I mean, literally, right when we got done with that wall, it was different. We were kissing throughout the day, the rest of the day, you know, getting prepared.
Mm-hmm.
There was
lots of kissing.
Yeah. Foreplay started early.
Yes, there was actually foreplay this time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So lots of foreplay, so it was not just the kissing. He was able to kiss lots of places, which he'd never been able to kiss. I mean, he hadn't been able to put his lips anywhere near her for years.
And I was able to just relax and enjoy the feeling of that without the pressure, without all of the associations that I had, without the negative feelings.
So you were able to relax and not think about the kids.
Didn't think about
it. Be in the moment.
I was in the moment.
With the feelings.
Because I loved it.
So where do they go from here?
Their work is just beginning because they made this huge breakthrough, but now it's about keeping the momentum going, especially now that they're back in their regular lives and she's back in mommy mode. Mm-hmm. That's when the real work begins, to be able to keep that mommy mode going, feel good about that, and still be Shayna, and still be a wife. You know, those are two pieces that were missing for her that she's going to keep working on.
Thanks, Shayna and Dan. Thank you so much. That was very brave of them to let us into their private life like that, and we thank you for that, really. Last year, the New York Times reported that married couples have sex an average of 58 times a year. That's a little over once a week. Audience, does that sound right to you? Okay, I'm glad y'all agree with me. They go, yeah, maybe it's 59 or 60, but anyway. They also found 15% of couples in our country have sex less than 10 times a year. And Dr. Laura Berman says that sexless marriages are the number one problem that she sees in her practice. Well, Linda and Doug told us that they have only had sex a handful of times over the past 5 years. And for the past 2.5 years, they've had no sex at all. Now, Dr. Berman had to get in there. What's the problem?
Dr. Berman is almost here, and I'm feeling a little nervous to meet her.
I just want to make sure that I open up and be forthcoming and actually get something out of it.
Hi, Linda and Doug. I'm Dr. Laura Berman. Great to meet you. I'm Linda. I'm 39. I've been married for 9 years, and I have 3 children. There's a connection with my husband that I don't have because we're not having sex, and I don't want that to be forever.
I think the dynamic of our sex life changed after we got married, just because more things started getting into our lives.
I feel like we're living 2 separate lives, caring for our 3 boys. It's hard to see the man that I originally fell in love with.
Okay.
Just got new bedding.
Very nice. Just chat a little bit here.
Okay,
take a seat, let's talk. You know, it's been a while, as I understand it, since mm-hmm. you've used this bedroom for sex, right? Mm-hmm. So, Linda, how long has it been?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
You know, I think the lack of sex over the last couple of years has kind of made me feel removed from my wife, and kind of this area that should be so amazing is just not there.
So 2.5 years, what happened 2.5 years ago?
Two and a half years ago, we conceived
our third
child.
That would be the starting child number 3.
I want to feel that he's attracted to me, that he's excited to be with me. I question whether I was still attracted to Doug.
Yeah, I think there are times that I didn't find her attractive. You know, it's just like she's so worn down, she's just trying to get through the day.
I'm very concerned about the future.
They sit next to each other, but it's almost like there's this invisible physical wall between them. You don't see them touch. You don't see him put his arm around the back of her chair. There's no physical connection happening.
You know, if this doesn't get fixed, I think our marriage is at stake.
Well, how did the weeks without sex turn into months without sex, turn into 2.5 years without sex?
I think you get really, you allow yourself to focus on how busy you are and the kids, and then you stop talking. And mm-hmm. so we really started getting separated from each other, and you almost kind of lose track of how you did it, because before it was just so natural, so easy, and we really wanted the connection. And
so is there no conversation about, it's been 2 weeks?
We would, but it would be, it would lead to an angry conversation.
Oh,
you know?
Or okay, now it's been 2 months.
Yeah.
So is it something that's spoken or not spoken?
It's not spoken of very often.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really think of the time passing. And then when it was spoken of, it wasn't productive at all.
There was a lot of blame
mm-hmm.
and a lot of anger. And they both were sort of just pointing the finger of blame at each other.
Yeah, I mean, and when we spent time together, it was a lot of those logistics of just who's doing what do we have to get done, you know, kind of domestic stuff. And there was no time for us to have
After
that
a while, kind of... you become like roommates.
Yeah.
Really.
And you get used to it. I mean, there are waves of moments where you're like feeling horrible and depressed and angry about it. But for the most part, they just got used to it.
Okay, so while taking their sexual history, Dr. Berman unlocked some painful secrets here.
When you have had sex, do you feel like everything's okay function-wise?
Yes, with the qualification that, you know, at the times it's happened, Linda seems a little disinterested. They still work. It's just not quite the level they did.
Are you aware of her being able to sexually respond when you've had sex in the past?
I wish she could be more engaged in it, because it seems like at times she seems kind of critical of the process and what I'm doing, and it's kind of hard to get excited here.
What memories do you have, or what messages do you remember getting about sex growing up?
I didn't feel like that was something that I could really talk about.
Okay. Where did you learn about sex growing up?
From my friends.
Okay. Was there anyone or any time that you were ever touched in a way you didn't want to be touched or made to have sex when you didn't want to?
Yes.
And what happened?
I don't even know if I can talk about it.
Okay. You don't have to. It's okay. You can sit with that for a minute. Have you ever told anyone?
No, but I could have put him in jail.
Yeah.
If I had told someone.
Yeah.
And so I was essentially raped.
And what made you not tell at the time?
I didn't want to have to say, you know, I was kissing someone and this is what happened.
Yeah. It's a horrible, horrible thing to go through, and even more horrible that you never were able to tell anyone.
Yeah.
So how does it feel saying it now?
It's unbelievable.
And so has there ever been a time with Doug in your relationship where some of those old feelings come bubbling up?
Just with Doug, maybe not. Made it something that I want to do that often.
Yeah. Sex, you mean?
Yes. You know, anything that we're talking about here, I've never discussed with him.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, so big thing that she'd been carrying around for a long time, and Doug had no idea. So, you know, part of that was a big piece of what caused her to shut down emotionally, what shut down all of her emotions, and then that also helped to shut down her sexuality. And so both of those things combined left Doug wondering, what's going on? And mm-hmm. that really, I think, was a big part of their rift.
And so what did you think when you heard this for the first time?
I had like two really strong emotions. I was like angry and empathetic at the same time and kind of back on my heels and wanting to be there and not sure what to do.
So tell us about the first assignment that you gave them.
Well, for them, they had had no physical connection at all. So I just wanted to get them touching again. So I assigned them a sensual touching exercise where they had to get naked. You know, they had to spend like 10 to 15 minutes or on each of them on the other. No genital touching, no breast touching, not about arousal, just about sensuality and touch.
Okay, and how'd that work?
Oh, great.
That's great.
Well, it was great because of the connection, but then our conversation at the same time, you know, it wasn't about anything outside the bedroom. You know, it was just us talking.
Yeah.
And that was cathartic for you?
Yes. I mean, it was just so nice to focus on each other. And, you know, our relationship, it was just something we have not focused on in so long.
All right. To get Linda and Doug back on track in the bedroom, Dr. Laura Berman sent them on a step out of your comfort zone field trip.
I am going to send you on your first field trip. So my plan is for you to go to what's called tantric yoga. All right?
Wow.
They're going to start learning how to kind of non-verbally support each other, connect more, and learn some techniques that they can use at home for getting on the same page.
The only thing I've heard about tantric yoga is I think it's supposed to be erotic.
Oh.
Okay, ready?
I'm excited.
I think so.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Tantric yoga is the yogic version of sex, having them reconnect with themselves and then reconnect with each other. I think that they both carry a lot of tension in their bodies, and so what I'd like them to do is relax, so with all their energy flows, they'll have more access to their sexual powers. Good, and then just look at your partner. Gaze into your partner's eyes. Ideally, what they'll be able to do is to see each other in the now. They'll be able to forget about we're the couple that has the sex problem.
It's a lot about bringing your sexual relationship to the next level, making it more soulful, making it more spiritual, making it more intense, making it more communicative.
Look, I'm letting you go.
Yeah, I know I'm laying here kind of twisted up like a pretzel, but I really feel like, you know, I'm more in touch with how, you know, from my toes to my ears feel, and that kind of opens you up to the sensual aspect of it, too.
My body is really relaxing, you know, and I'm also realizing where I have tightness that I need to work on, that I'm carrying with me every day, and it's not helping me.
I'm just gonna have you let out a big yell. So anything that's been going on lately, anything that's been going on in the last 10 years, now is the time to really let it go. I wanna hear it.
Is this what sex sounds like?
Loud. Great.
So we just did tantric yoga, and it is awesome.
We're going back to see the doctor to find out what our next field trip's going to be, and I'm kind of anxious to find out what that is. So Dr. Berman takes us to the Pump It Up Kids Zone, and I wasn't sure what to make of it, because I think of that for kids and not for my wife and I.
Our life has gotten really serious. There's been sort of this tension. So the idea is to kind of bring you here to a place where we can let your silly out a little bit, where you can have some fun together. And the other benefit is that when you try something novel, fun, a little bit adventurous, it actually stimulates the dopamine centers of your brain, which is the reward center of your brain. It's also the part of your brain that lights up when you're in a brand new relationship, when you're in that initial stage where you can't get enough of each other. And so one way to naturally stimulate that is by doing novel, kind of fun, exciting, adventurous things together.
Well, it was fun. It was kind of nice to do something silly with my wife, you know, just kind of goofy and kind of a lark almost. So that was kind of a neat feeling to have.
It made us feel connected, and you know what? You can have a really good time here without your kids. I didn't know that. That was new, and it was a lot of fun.
So it was kind of neat to kind of have a giggle.
Woohoo! This is good.
So yeah, this is our last field trip. Here we are.
Now this, my friends, is the G Boutique.
And it was like, wow, are we really going to go in there?
You can see there's all sorts of outfits and devices and aids to enhance your sex life in there. Okay, so here we are. Don't get too overwhelmed right away. It's nice, huh? Here's a ton of lubricants. Here's some booby tassels. Those appeal.
For boys or girls?
I don't know if I'm quite ready for this, yeah.
Oh, I think this is a great field trip, getting us a little bit out of our comfort zone, but in an area that we really need to get to.
It's fun. Who knew, right? For Doug and I to come to a store like this, it's definitely, you know, a big step for us to take a look at, you know, what can we be doing and you know, increasing that focus once again on the enjoyment and pleasure of the other person.
This is my favorite field trip.
I'm looking at you guys, Dan. Maybe better than a rock wall. Okay. So the final assignment was to have sex. It had been 2.5 years. And what happened, Doug?
It took a little longer than we thought, just because after those 3 intense days, we really got into a pretty heated argument that evening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some of the stresses and stuff were hitting us, and we really had to reflect upon what Dr. Berman had told us about communication, how to talk, and, you know, I think we got back to a good point when we went to bed, but we still hadn't had sex yet, and then got up the next morning and then really started talking, connecting, and curling up next to each other, and Linda kind of jokingly said, we really need to do our homework, and it was really inviting and really connected, and so it was, we did our homework, and great fun, and it reminded me how that used to be with her, you know, more than 5-10 years ago. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And they often, so the second I give a couple permission to have sex, I know in the back of my mind they're going to do something to sabotage it. So
they had an argument.
But what was so cool, and I was so proud of them, is we'd spent so much time in therapy together giving them the tools to communicate, because they never communicated. So how do you deal with it when you're angry? How do you talk to each other? How do you share your feelings in a non-threatening way and hear each other? And so what was so cool is that they used those tools, which they had never used before and never been able to successfully argue before, and get through to the other side and feel closer to each other, which is the whole point. Arguing isn't bad. You got to be able to argue in a way that's good for your relationship.
So after you haven't had sex in 2.5 years, you have sex, do you then think, okay, that gives, I at least got a 6-month pass?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, really, or do you re-engage somehow?
We re-engage.
I mean, because of our schedules, we had to schedule it, but I really found that knowing that was scheduled, I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that was part of their homework, is to really schedule that quality time for them as individuals, which especially Linda never took, that quality time for the two of them as a couple, and the sex time had to be scheduled in their crazy schedules. Mm-hmm.
So scheduling sex time doesn't make it feel like I have an appointment?
Well, no. If you, it's a mind shift that you have to make, because our instinct and our our belief and the way we've been socialized is that sex is supposed to happen spontaneously. But in most of our lives, our crazy, busy, kid-ridden, mortgage-ridden lives, if you wait for it to happen spontaneously, it's not going to ever happen. So if you can make that mind shift and schedule it and embrace the scheduling and get excited about it and flirt with each other and put a little extra care into your attention to each other. Have you guys been doing that on your sex date days?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because foreplay will start in the morning on those days when they both know they're going to get busy later on.
Yeah.
It works.
Foreplay starts with guys helping around the house.
Amen.
That is the most fantastic foreplay.
It is. It is. And these guys learn that for sure.
Thanks for being so open, Linda and Doug. Thank you so much. I hope it was really helpful for you.
It was.
Listening to you has been helpful for a lot of people. Dr. Laura Berman's book is called The Book of Love. The Book of Love. We imagine, let me just ask you this. I wasn't planning to since I see your lovely husband sitting here. You all must have an amazing sex life.
Do we, honey? I think we do. I work very hard on it, but he sometimes tells me not so much about sex, but about the relationship stuff. How come you don't practice what you preach more?
Yeah. Yes, what would you say?
I think I'm the luckiest man in America.
Aww. Yeah. That's why we have a good sex life.
I would think that there's a lot of pressure to have a great sex life if you're like Dr. Laura Berman.
And so, luckily,
I mean, if it was, if
it,
and I'm sure that there are times that you say, you better bring some of that Dr. Berman stuff home.
He does.
Yes, 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 yes. Bye, everybody.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.